I have a question for you to ponder today. Since you began having the symptoms of Parkinson's, have you been giving up certain activities that have been difficult for you to do? Perhaps visiting friends, perhaps doing yard work, perhaps playing tennis or sailing or playing a musical instrument. And when this happened, my question for you is, did you say and did you think to yourself, oh heavens, this is the third thing I've had to give up. I wonder what's next. Are you keeping for yourself a mental list of things you've had to give up because you've been having challenges and difficulties? If you are, you are into a negative thought frame, into a belief template that is not true. Somebody that does not have the diagnosis of Parkinson's, who has difficulty moving today or even freezing, would say, oh, that's funny, I stumbled, or I froze, or huh, that's strange, laugh it off. And the thought is, oh, I better eat something, or I better get a little more exercise, or it's no big deal. In other words, there's no negative thought that's associated with that particular challenge. If there is a negative thought that's given to that particular challenge, then it gives it energy, and it assures that there will be more difficulty with that movement in the future. I invite you, when you hear yourself with that thinking, simply pinch yourself and make a decision. The decision is to say, wait a minute, that's not true. And say to yourself, I'm ready to reclaim that activity after I get the treatments or the therapies or I do the things for myself that I need in order to reverse the challenges that I'm having. That positive thought form will yield a shift in the challenge that you're having. Guaranteed.